Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in signing up for one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Well, the large jump in cattle futures so far this week has been a sight to behold as prices pushed toward the previous highs from the beginning of October. The gains so far this week seem to be tied to the announcement of a promising COVID-19 vaccine. The positive news permeated numerous markets in anticipation of rising demand. A recent study by the Meat Demand Monitor found that only about one-third of the general population will feel comfortable with indoor restaurant dining, even if they have a vaccine. Well, hog futures are again struggling after making a nice push higher last week. Pork prices in China fell for the first time in more than a year. The month of October showed pork prices in China down almost 3%. Their pork imports estimated to be down about 6% in 2021 as they continue to rebuild their herd. On the grains, December Kansas City wheat's trading up 3¾ cents early this morning, getting benefits from the bullish changes in USDA's estimates for corn and soybeans, and also finding continuous support from another dry 7-day forecast for southern Russia. As far as USDA's estimates for wheat were concerned, the slight reduction in the U.S. ending wheat stocks estimate to be 877 million bushels keeps U.S. wheat supplies at their lowest level in about 6 years, a more bullish contrast to global ending stocks being at record highs. December corn's trading up about 1.5 cents early today, encouraged by USDA's lower ending stocks estimate of just nearly 2 billion bushels from Tuesday, and by about a 0.6% gain in China's corn price overnight. And January soybeans are trading up 9.5 cents early today, continuing the push into new high ground with nothing yet seen to offset concerns the U.S. may be running out of soybeans. Tuesday's lower U.S. ending stocks estimate of 190 million bushels from USDA was the lowest in 7 years. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each spring and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 27th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 10th, 11th, and 12th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email. December live cattle up 5 cents, 111.87. February up 2 at 115.10. November feeder cattle down 77 cents, 140.85. January's down 32 cents, 140.40. December hogs down 47, 65.12. February's down 87 cents, 66.57. Kansas City wheat, December up 9 cents, 561.5. March up 9¼, 569.5. Chicago wheat, December up 11 cents, 608.5. March up 10¾, at 616.25. December corn's up 15.5, 423. March up 15¾ at 431. January soybeans up 35.5, 1146. March up 35¼ cents at 1144. December cotton down 15, 69.85. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.